All right, let's talk about these new DMCA exemptions. What happens, folks, if you haven't been playing along with this saga with the Copyright Office for years and years now? This is, gosh, I wonder how many rulemakings we've had since the enactment of the DMCA. It's quite a few now. It happens every 3 years. And what happens is folks petition to the Librarian of Congress and say, okay, there are various uses, various reasons why you would need to circumvent copy protections that do not amount to copyright infringement and should be carved out of violating the DMCA. And even though the Copyright Office may have decided, yes, an exemption is in order for that thing that you would like, every 3 years it comes up for review again. So we've just had that period take place, and the Librarian of Congress has spoken, and we have some new exemptions in place for things like jailbreaking devices. New this year, you can not only jailbreak or unlock your phone, but also a tablet now. You have limited access to mess about with the software in your car. You have limited means to mess with your 3D printer and perhaps make it use a different kind of printing material than the one the manufacturer would like you to use. Various other exemptions that have just come out. So, Sarah, let's go to you first. What do you think of this newest round of exemptions that we've been presented with?
I mean, so I read the few pieces in the rundown, and in some ways it's encouraging, and in some ways it's kind of depressing. The things that they're covering with these exemptions certainly make sense, and there have been, especially the one about car software that also I think applies to even medical devices and voting machines and agricultural vehicles. That one's been in the news a lot after the Volkswagen debacle. And then there was also a John Deere story I remember maybe 6 months ago when I guess it was probably when they were originally lobbying for this exemption, and John Deere came out saying, no, 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 this is, you know, a security issue. We can't have people tinkering with the software. So, I mean, it's in that respect, these really seem like a win. But just overall, from a kind of a meta scale, the fact that we even have to argue every 3 years to do things that people are lawfully entitled to do under copyright law, you know, this is, it's just kind of crazy to me that even if something is clearly falls within fair use, you still might not be able to do it, and probably can't under the DMCA because of these other, these other statutory provisions, unless you have one of these exemptions. And that just, to me, just seems like a kind of perverse system, and I don't really understand what the argument even is to justify it, because if something isn't a violation of copyright law, it shouldn't be. You know, it basically shouldn't be prohibited by the DMCA, but that's not where we are. So to me, I guess I'm kind of torn about, they seem like good wins from, you know, EFF side, but it's also just kind of depressing that we even have to have these fights every 3 years. So
it is. Catherine Trend Acosta wrote about this for Gizmodo. And she sums it up as follows. She says, these rules are so divorced from the reality of technology and how people interact with it. You have to wonder if the Library of Congress even knows what a computer is. More likely, instead of dismissing the arguments of large companies in favor of the letter of the law, these exemptions are designed to split the difference, with the end result being that they're barely usable by the people who need them. So better than nothing, but certainly not ideal. Do you agree with that assessment, Jorge?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything Sarah said, and with the article in Gizmodo. You know, the idea that it's divorced from the reality, not just of what technology is, but of how people are interacting with that technology, I think is very true and very powerful. And what ends up happening, I think, I don't have empirical data in front of me, but I feel pretty confident that young people just say, listen, if I can't comply with a reasonable law, I'm just going to go ahead and do things anyway. And so you are unknowingly maybe or naively thinking that this is not happening, but what is happening is you're discouraging people from following the law because you're making laws that are just unreasonable. And I think that's very destructive for our society and for our democracy.
Yes, as the mother of a youngster who likes to mess around with computers, I couldn't agree with you more. Nina, there's some good news for filmmakers in the latest round of exemptions. An exemption for the first time, this one was argued for by the EFF, and they got it, for accessing video. There are so many caveats, and you need to tread carefully to fall within the exemption. It's a good thing that you're already planning on legal teams to help your theaters, because, of course, as you're making your films, you probably need to have them at your right hand as well. But you do have a bit more latitude now to go ahead and break digital locks on video and include them in other works as long as you comply with all the requirements of this exemption. Are you encouraged by this at all, or do you still think that this doesn't go far enough
remotely.
An artist like yourself?
It's just ridiculous. It's like they could pass a law to criminalize breathing, and then 3 years later, it's like, oh, okay, you can breathe now. It's like, well, yeah, breathing the whole time. Thank you for telling me it's legal. when you were talking about that, I was thinking I have a friend who works deep in the copyright industries who did a app for a major media corporation. And this major media corporation locks down all of their movies and puts them in a vault. And they, paid him to make this app. And the only way he could get the material into the app that they were paying him for was to illegally, get the video, via his son, who knew how to do this. That's how they did it. That's how they made this very expensive commercial app for this company that could not, legally hand him their own material to put in the app. this is already happening, at the highest level of the copyright industries already.
Right. And this exemption for video is great if you're an educator, a critic, or a documentary filmmaker. But if what you're making is a more creative film, a fictional film, then you're not within the scope of this exemption. Jorge, I'm wondering if the Copyright Office, if you've followed this and know whether the Copyright Office has ever confronted the inconsistency between it's already, acknowledged as fair use. I guess the distinction is in the technology and not the law here, the one that I was going for, because the music industry has decided, they played around with putting digital locks on music CDs, decided not to. Of course, everything distributed digitally, a lot of it still, it does have DRM. But then the movie industry has always ensured that however its products are distributed, digital technologies protect it from copying and infringement. So, do you see an inconsistency here that, I guess, just because of the business decision these two industries have made, one type of art is more accessible, the music, than the DVDs. Is there anything that the Copyright Office should be doing about that from the exemption standpoint?
Yeah, I think it is a very big inconsistency. And, wouldn't it be great if we had a federal statute that tried to make all these things consistent? We mm-hmm. could call it something like the Copyright Act, right? I tell my students when I teach copyright law and IP in general, and I tell my students, if you look at the Copyright Act, it looks like this patchwork of special interest legislation that is just a great example of what people are constantly criticizing about Congress. And it creates all these completely unjustified inconsistencies. I mean, we have a different treatment of sound recordings that are analog versus sound recordings that are transmitted digitally. Why on earth would we do that other than because there are political realities that have happened throughout the years? And this is another example. I mean, the idea that fair use applies to copyright, but it doesn't apply to these anti-circumvention provisions, and so you can get you can be liable for breaking the DRM when the use you're doing is perfectly legal under the Copyright Act is absolute nonsense, in my view, honestly.